This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
You know, I was talking with Brad. Brad's our engineer this morning. And we were talking off the air about, Post-it notes. And we were talking about how Post-it notes were developed. And he said, it was an accident, right? I said, yes, it was. So the story behind the 3M Post-it notes was, there's a guy that was trying to make some glue. And the formula didn't work quite right because it would adhere, but not too well. And so he tried to influence upper management that, you know, we could do something with this. We could make a product. And they kind of laughed at him and said, nah, it's nuts. So he was kind of persistent, and he applied this glue to little pieces of paper, and he stuck them together in a small pad, and he left them on the desks of the decision makers. And they started using them and writing notes on them and sticking them on different places so that they could be kind of like reminders, the way we use Post-it notes today. So they determined how to, you know, how to apply these little pieces of paper in the business setting. And then they ran out of them, and they wanted more. And he said, well, we're going to have to make them. And that's how Post-it notes became a 3M product. It was an accident. And there are lots of things that have happened in the course of science and technology and business that were accidentally stumbled upon. So here's a great product that many of us use. We've all seen it, and it was truly an accident. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to a USA Prepares. We are delighted you're in class with us today. 2 hours. 2 hours Monday through Friday. 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. is when we're live. We're rebroadcast all over the country, AM, FM, satellite. And there are archives on GCNlive.com, RepublicBroadcasting.org, YouTube, Ron Gibson's channel. And we're delighted to have you with us. There's a link to your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. And today, Gwyneth Isaacs is live with us in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Gwyneth, I'll tell you what, I am doing really well. I'm delighted. I really am. I'm under the care of some of the most brilliant people on the planet. Dr. Norman Shealy, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Miles in Europe, Dr. Bill Deagle, and it's all working. And it's working. Really, it's wonderful. So, here I am, and we're going to be discussing with you today something pretty neat. We talked about ancient farming methods, and now we're going to add to that mix understanding your local climate, your local seasons, the wheel of the year, equinoxes, solstices, and moon planting. That's really interesting as well, because we have some farmer friends who absolutely, positively will not plant outside of moon planting dates and so forth. And they actually believe that there is really something to it. And we're going to talk about that today as well. And where you live has an influence on how you plant and farm. So I think this is wonderful. I'm all excited.
Yep. I think it's a really, really understudied topic. You know, moon planting has been used since ancient times. Okay, and it's kind of coincidental because I sort of didn't quite consider that we were actually coming up on Halloween here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but if you look at the origins of Halloween, it's actually the Celtic New Year. Okay, and the ancient Celts began their year when the harvest was in, okay? So at the beginning of winter, and the ancient Celts marked the beginning of winter from the end of October, okay? And, they considered November, December, January to be the winter months, okay? And then February, March, April, they considered to be springtime. And then May, June, July, they considered to be the summer. And then August, September, October, they considered to be the fall or the autumn. Okay? And if you look at that wheel, they looked at the year as being a wheel. Okay, and it would turn around and then it would turn around again. And you had something to celebrate if you got to the end of October and all the crops were in the barn, okay, and your animals were in a reasonably sleek state from, being on good pastures all spring, summer and autumn, or all spring, summer and fall. If they were fat, then you were probably going to make it through the winter, and your animals were probably going to make it through the winter as well. If your crops were not in the barn by Halloween, then you were in trouble because the weather was going to start getting really bad by after that, okay? Mm-hmm. And, then after Halloween, the chances of snowfall were very, very high in the Celtic world, and you would start winding your whole year down towards Christmas, okay? And they would say that they had a midwinter festival around about December the 21st to the 25th, okay? And that's, some version of Yule. And that was the real crisis point of their year when things were likely to be the hardest. It was likely to be the coldest, and the wind would be blowing. There might be storms, snow, no sun, or not much sunlight, and so on and so forth. So how do you respond to such circumstances if you're an ancient Celt? You have a party. You cheer yourself mm-hmm. up. Mm-hmm. And you open up some of your stored supplies, which is likely to include things like beer and pork. Maybe you've got some poultry living with you in the barn, okay, which is also your house. And so you catch a neighbourhood goose and you wring its neck and you cook it. And you have a party. And you cheer yourself up. And if that party lasts from December the 21st to the 25th, so be it. you've basically resupplied your winter stores of fat. You've cheered your spirits through the darkest and coldest part of the year. And so your chances of surviving the winter and into the following springtime are vastly increased. Okay? So this is what I mean by the wheel of the year. Then you go into springtime and you get to, oh gosh, the dates, March the 21st, okay, which is the spring equinox. If you've made it to the spring equinox, that's a real reason to celebrate. Because around about March the 21st, your chickens start laying and the rabbits pop their heads up out of the holes again, okay, so you can actually go and catch them. And your animals that you've mated the previous fall, they begin to drop their young, okay? Like, for instance, sheep and goats have a five-month gestation. You mate them in the fall for them to drop their young around about end of March, beginning of April, okay? When the animals like sheep and goats and cattle drop their young, then you know you've got milk. And so that's another reason to have a party. Because you've got milk again after a whole winter with no milk. And, you know, because you dry your cattle off after Christmas because there's not much hay and the cattle are in the late stages of pregnancy. They need the nutrition that they have for the developing baby calf inside them, okay? So between Christmas and, you know, the end of March, you don't have milk. When the animal drops its young, starts making milk again, that's another reason to have a party. And so the ancient Celts would have a party, and you know what they would call it? They would call that party, in Gaelic, Antim, okay? Im means butter. So they named the whole party after the fact that now you began to have dairy products again. It was the festival of dairy product, milk, eggs, butter, cheese, and such like. And yeah, I think I can hear some music coming in the background.
Yeah, you can. We're going into a break, and I've got a comment to make about how these times of the year affect us here on the farm, right here in Missouri. And, you know, there is a time for celebration, and we feel it just as well. We'll be right back. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow. MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So here at the farm in Missouri, we grow grass and then we cut it at the appropriate time. Sometimes twice a season, sometimes three times. And ultimately our goal is to end up with about 350,000 pounds of hay that we will feed to the cows and calves over the winter. And we feed about 3,000 pounds of hay every day. And when it's cold, we will feed a little more, maybe 4,000, maybe even 4,500. When it's a little warmer, you know, during the winter and those nice sunny days, if we can cut back a little bit, we do. And we're very careful not to allow the cows to waste the hay. Now, when we get down toward the end of that pile of hay, it's quite disconcerting, because if we don't have enough hay, what happens is the cows look around and they go, you know what, on the other side of that fence I think there's some grass we can find, I think, and they'll just break
through
the fence.
That's a very big creature. Basically, it's their goodwill that they're in your paddock.
Yes, and you know, I thank them every day that I see them. I'll talk to them, I'll go out there and I'll say, I just want to thank you all, really, for adopting us as your family and staying with us. I really appreciate it. And I really do. I tell the dogs and the cats the same thing. And the chickens. Because literally, they don't have to stay here. They can all walk off. Now, I know what it's like when a herd of cows walks off. I know what that's like. And that's no fun. I mean, It's you know, if they think it's better where they are, they'll stay there. But if they think it's better someplace else, they just might leave. And then once they leave and they think it's better where they've just gone, it's really hard to get them back to where they didn't think it was so good. So it's something that, that's something you don't want to wish on anybody.
Very big creature.
Yeah. So what I'm getting to is around, you were talking about March 21st, you know, time for celebration. Well, we're looking at our hay very carefully throughout the winter, and as we get toward the end of March, we're like really, really concerned. And then when we get into April, and the grass just starts to grow a little bit, and we get a sigh of relief. We can have that sigh of relief that we've survived. We have survived the winter. So that celebration that you're talking about, we don't quite go to that extreme, but yes, we do experience, those feelings that, we made it through the winter, because the winter brings, lots of challenges to us. One of the things that we're going to talk about, farming without a tractor, those kinds of things, but I got to tell you, when I'm on that tractor, and it's an open cab tractor, meaning I get to experience all the elements, and the sleet, and the freezing rain, and the hail, and the snow, and I'm there, and I'm getting pelted on my face. I'm wrapped up pretty well. I've got goggles on, but still parts of my face are exposed. And the thing I always think about, it always comes back to this. I am frozen, driving several miles on this tractor, and let's say it's way, way, way below freezing. The cows are freezing. I'm freezing. And the dirt road is a sheet of ice. And it's just terrible conditions. And I always think about the same thing. I think about how much those politicians, how hard they have to work driving in their remote start vehicles. They hit the button. they wait till their vehicle warms up. They've got to trek from the front door, all the way, maybe 20 feet to their vehicle. They drive to work. They park in these, garages that have, and they're fighting for us. Well, thank goodness that they're fighting for us, because what would we do without them? And that's what I think about, how hard they work.
We'd probably survive. You and I would probably survive, and most of the class would probably survive.
But that, it always comes back. It always comes back to this. I'm really freezing, shivering. I'm dressed with layers and layers and layers, and I look like I'm, really ready for the Arctic. And I'm seriously, that's how I dress. And I'm still freezing.
Get the hay out of the barn themselves, are they?
Yeah. Well, they wouldn't do it. They wouldn't do it.
If you didn't have your tractor, you'd have your bullock dray. You'd have your pet cows, pet steers near the house, and you'd have to hook them up to the bullet tray, and you'd still have to do the hay thing.
We'll be right back. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth, I want to share this with you. So on Friday... last Friday, I was talking with our engineer, Patrick, and I am really fortunate to have extraordinary engineers here at USA Prepares at Genesis Communications Network. And I'm not embellishing. I really am fortunate. And so I was talking with Patrick, and we have a couple minutes sometimes between the segments, you know, during the commercial announcements in news, top of the hour, bottom of the hour. And I get a chance to chat with the engineers for just a couple minutes. And I like to do that. And it's a lot of fun for me. And so I was talking with Patrick, and I said, so I'll bet the break room at GCN is a blast, you know, where you guys all get together and you kind of talk about the things that you're talking about on the broadcast that you're engineering, and you get a chance to, you know, compare hosts, and, like, you know, you think your guy's something. No, my guy's worse. You know, that kind of thing. Now, I'm paraphrasing. It didn't go exactly these words, but I'm paraphrasing. And, you know, you can talk about the idiosyncrasies and the quirks of the hosts, and that must be a blast. And he said, yeah, it is. And I said, so do you find yourself agreeing or disagreeing with, you know, with the host? And he said, no, you know, sometimes we agree, sometimes we disagree. And then he said, you know, I don't agree with you all the time. and I'm thinking, what? Really? You don't agree with me all the time? Are you serious? And, you know, he said, yeah. I said, well, we should talk about this. And I'm thinking, so we should go on the air, and we're going to do it on Friday. So Patrick and I are going to talk, and I asked him, so what do you disagree with? And he said, well, you know, you talk about the millennials, and I do, and I talk about how I don't think they know too much. And he said, no, they're really, really bright, and they do all these really cool things. And so he's going to come on, and he said he's a millennial. That's great. So he's going to come on with me on Friday, hour number two. So I've invited our class. If you want to join in and you want to pile on Vinny and, you know, let me know how wrong I am, I'd love to be educated, you know, with constructive criticism, the errors that I have in my ways. Okay, so that's Friday. And so I'm really, really looking forward to that. But before this broadcast started, just a couple minutes before, I was talking with Brad, our engineer, today, and I said, so did you talk to Patrick? And he said, yeah, he's going to be on with you on Friday. I said, yeah. And so I'm going to give him, you know, one last chance at redemption. And, you know, I think Patrick was in the background. I think Patrick thought I was serious. And, you know, of course I'm not, but I'm really looking forward to this kind of thing. And I've never done it before. I have never been involved in debate on the air, me, you know, with someone on the other side of the argument. So I'm really, really excited about that. So class, if you have an opinion, either way, if you are, you know, if you think that millennials really, that maybe I haven't been, as kind as I should have been with millennials, feel free to call in. I'm going to give you that number right now. So on Friday, hour number two, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Now, if you think I'm right with some of the things I'm saying, you know, feel free to call in as well. And I know that Kyle in Montana is, you know, saying, I already got the number. I'll call in, Vinny. I know that's what he's thinking. Kyle's one of our instructors. And I know George in New Hampshire is thinking something similar. And other instructors are thinking similar things. And probably John Reagan as well. So just a thought, if you'd like to join in. Now, you know, we're not going to bash anybody. You know, it's going to be fact-based, you know, things that we've seen. And we can have opinions, but we're not going to bash anybody. We're going to be ladies and gentlemen about this. So I just wanted to share with you that this is something new. I have never done it. And one of the things that I avoided, like, three things in school. One was computers. I just didn't like computers at all. That's when I was studying formal education. And one of the very first things I did was become a computer systems analyst. Another thing I didn't like was public speaking, and I avoided that at all costs. And I literally avoided all public speaking classes. Every one I could avoid, I did. And so here I am on the air. And the other thing was I avoided debate. So time for debate. And that's Friday. So yeah. I just want to share that with you. One other thing, I got a call yesterday. The answering machine took the call. Dr. Bill Deagle, who was a broadcaster on this network, invited me to be on the air with him again. I was on with him last week, and he invited me to be on his show this week on Thursday. So I agreed to do that. I'm delighted to be doing that. And I think we're going to be talking about preparedness. And now, Dr. Bill Deagle runs really fast. I mean, he idles at at least 120, as many of our instructors do. And I got to tell you, it's really something else to be on the air with him, because you never know. You never know where it's going to go. And in the same sentence, he can change directions three different times.
Yep.
So that's going to be fun as well. So I wanted to share that with you. That's Thursday. I'll be on the air with him. And we're talking about, you know, planting and being successful. And, you know, there's one of our instructors has made the comment that if you Marjorie Wildcraft is her name, and she made the comment that if you something like this, I'm not even paraphrasing because I don't remember the quote exactly, but if you try to grow a garden and you don't have a complete failure, you know, when you try to grow your first garden, that's pretty successful, something like that. And
I would say that's probably true. My very first garden on my when I first met my husband, I decided that I was going to plant some vegetables out the back, and he says, "Oh well, good luck with that, but I don't give you much hope." he said, "My guess is the children will pull up all the plants." He had five children. And they were a pretty feral bunch of children. They're all adults now. And they've actually mostly made good for themselves. They're actually out there in the universe. And they are, you know, doing good things in this world. But as children, they were wild. They were really wild. And, you know, probably having that wildish nature in adulthood has served them well, because they're a little bit less inclined to obey government instructions.
Yeah, right.
And considering that most of the instructions that the government gives you, from what I've seen, are deliberately designed to hurt you.
Yes.
I think that a bit of an inclination to not obey the dictates of the government is probably a good thing.
Yeah. I think you're right. What I would say, though, is that the government is inclined to show you how you can hurt yourself. That's what I would say. So, I mean, they have programs that they can sign you up for, and if you agree to them, you'll probably end up hurting yourself under the belief that you're going to make things better for yourself. But over time, in the long run, you're hurting yourself. Yeah.
I would agree. Yeah, everything that they do is harmful, from what I can see. Just about everything they do is harmful. Mm-hmm. But anyway, after my husband Archie died, I bought a farm in Geraldton of about 10 acres, and I planted a garden. And it was a failure. It was a total flop. And this area had been known for its amazing qualities as a market gardening area. And yet I could not grow garlic in this area. That was the crop that I attempted first of all. Mm-hmm. And do you know something? I would absolutely agree with Marjorie Wildcraft. If you have not had a failure as a gardener, you're not really a gardener.
Yes.
That's extraordinary. Either that or you are absolutely exceptional. Now, you look at my garden and it's a jungle. It really is. And every year, it's becoming more so.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably going to get to the point this year where I'll have to put a little table out the front with an honesty box later on in the year, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
And you know, especially considering that we live in a semi-arid area, and we can go for weeks at a time with temperatures in excess of 40 degrees centigrade. Okay, that's like weeks at a time of between 110 and 120 degrees Fahrenheit for weeks and weeks and weeks on end every single day. And yet I'm anticipating, if the Lord God wills, that I will have enough produce this summer to maybe be able to start selling some.
That would be wonderful.
At the gate. That would be great. And, for example, I've got around about 70 zucchini seedlings, courgette seedlings, that is, and, oh, gosh, probably around about 30 or 40 pumpkin seedlings. And that's what I mean. When you've got 30 or 40 pumpkin seedlings and you're thinking, gosh, where am I going to put all these guys?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a good problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you know, the thing is, this is with us heading into the summer. Okay, in the southern hemisphere.
Yeah, hold that thought. Hold that thought.
My name is Lee, and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
When you go to the DC, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
You know, sometimes my ADHD kicks in. And so during the break, I typed in the word on a search engine. I typed in the word politician. I wanted to see what the definition was. And it says here on the Internet, a politician, a person who is professionally involved in politics, especially as a holder of or candidate for an elected office. And it has synonyms, legislator, elected official, statesman. Now that's a stretch, statesman. Yeah, right. Barney Frank is a statesman, really. Stateswoman, public servant, really? That's what they think they are. And then it gets to the real definition. The real definition of a politician is just below what I just read. On the same page, and it says a person who acts in a manipulative and devious way, typically to gain advancement within an organization. Now, that sounds like the definition of a politician to me. What do you think?
Yeah, I would tend to agree. And wow. You know something? I was just considering before when you were talking. Going back to how people used to do things in the ancient world. Okay, before motor vehicles were invented, and before even steam power was invented, I'll tell you how it worked. And this is my prediction, not a psychic prediction, just a common sense prediction of how things are going to pan out when the Caprola starts to hit the propeller and when the modern world starts to go away, as it surely must, because it's ridiculous, that people can be paid six-figure sums to warm seats in offices totally disconnected from the natural world, and then have the presumption to tell us how to live our lives. that can't continue. In the ancient world, politicians were farmers, okay? They were farmers on a grand scale. They would have estates of maybe 1,000, 5,000, 10,000 acres. And they would have whole villages and whole towns located within their estate, and they would own all the houses and all the, retail buildings within the village, okay? That's why he was called a lord or a landlord. And all the people who were there by the good grace of the local lord. And do you know why? Communism's got it all wrong. They say that, oh, well, he oppressed all those people, yada, yada, yada. That's actually not how it was. It was that his family, they had a business, and their business was running things for the best benefit of everybody, okay? Somebody had to plan things. Somebody had to organize things. And the things that they would organize are, where are we going to plant the wheat crop this year? What field are we going to sow in pasture hay? Who's the best bullock trainer? Who's the best horse breaker? You know, we're going to, you know, he would know that he maybe had, 15 or 20 pregnant mares. That means that he knows in 2, 3, 4 years time, he's going to have 15 or 20, young horses that need to be broken in. And so he would know everybody in the district, and he would know who the best horse breaker was. And it would be his job to go out and organize the horse breaker to come in and break those 15 or 20 horses. Yep.
You know what you're talking about?
That was the Lord's
You're talking job. About breakfast. You're talking about breakfast, lunch, and dinner here at the farmhouse. That's what we do every day.
That's
every
right.
day, those planning meetings. Yeah. For certain. Yeah, we'll be right back right after top of the hour. Yeah, we'll be right back.
Yeah.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? AllicinMed is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced Allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior AlloMed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.